During the pandemic, visual artist Sylvia Johnson has worked as a contact tracer with Garfield County Public Health. With the help of a grant from National Geographic, she's now sharing the stories of local Latinos to highlight their experiences and encourage more people to get vaccinated, all through a collection of photographs and written stories. I spoke with the Carbondale-based artist about her new project, La Vacuna es para Nosotros, or The Vaccine is for Us. What are some of the stories you found when you were talking to people? What did the people in this project tell you?
Yeah, there's a whole wide range of stories. You know, I worked as a contact tracer for the Garfield County Health Department since November, and that's how I found some of these stories. So some of them are people who were very, very sick and intubated for months in Denver, or one woman had to have an emergency C-section from COVID. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, people who never got sick, but want to be able to return to a more normal life or want to be able to work without having to quarantine. I would say across the board, everyone had a pretty difficult year, and the impact both emotionally and physically and economically was very clear in all of the stories.
With this project and in general, do you think there's maybe a greater importance on highlighting the voices of people who are significantly represented in the communities around here, but quite often don't have the same platform that we see majority communities have?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important that we raise up voices and people are seen who often aren't seen. And that was a huge part of the goal of this project. I think it's also like a testament to what was experienced in the past year, but told through the voices of people who often aren't seen. And there's a real value, I think, in people being seen in that way, especially in a community that, like the Valley, that runs on a tourist economy. And the people who are our service workers, essential workers, are very much in the background a lot of the time.
Is there anything unique to the experience of Latinx people that shows up in the voices of the people you talk to? Is their experience with COVID-19 and with the vaccine different from one that we might see outside of those communities?
I would say yes and no. No, in the sense that I think COVID and people who have had especially serious cases of COVID are deeply impacted by what they've experienced. And that I think the pandemic has been a universal experience in a lot of ways. But at the same time, people from communities of color, people who are more on the margins of society sometimes and don't have the social or financial protections, have definitely borne the brunt of this disease in a way that other white communities have not.
At the same time, do you think that there's something kind of universal about these experiences with the pandemic and with the vaccine, given that this has touched every corner of life, that there's going to be something in here that really anyone who sees it can relate to?
Absolutely. Yeah, that stands out to me, especially when I look at the full body of work and just from the work I've done as a contact tracer, talking to people all day long who've experienced this. The pandemic has hit everyone. We've all experienced it in different ways, but it is certainly, I think, a universal experience and something that has touched people regardless of where you come from. And I think that that echoes in these stories because there is a lot of diversity in the stories.
Is there any one moment or one particular story or some memory that someone featured in this project shared with you that really stuck with you going forward?
The most powerful one for me was a woman who was 33 weeks pregnant when she got COVID and had a really bad case of COVID, was quite sick, had to then have an emergency C-section to save the child, and they didn't know if she was going to survive. Luckily, both she and the baby did make it, and they're doing well now, but that one, it still gives me goosebumps.
Is it a challenge to communicate kind of traumatic memories like that, through your art and through your retelling?
I think that the challenge is to take stories that are so much more full, you know, almost a year of people's life experience, and condense it into a very short, consumable story that someone would want to read on social media or in a news story. That's the biggest challenge for me, because some of these people live through very traumatic experiences.
Do you think about the lasting effect of something like this, or at least kind of the lasting footprint that this will leave? I know that this year has been unlike any other, pretty much anybody alive today has seen. Do you think that this will serve as a little bit of a time capsule going forward in terms of kind of capturing the feelings that a lot of people had at this really strange time?
Yeah, absolutely I do. And I didn't start out with the intention of creating that, but I certainly felt that when I had produced most of the work and looked back at it. It's just like this documentation in a way of a moment in time that was is so wild, and it's such a such a different experience than any of us had ever lived. And that's really kind of captured in the stories and experiences of the people who are featured in the project.